Last weekend was NC State's 10th annual Dog Olympics. There were some pretty tough competitors out on the field, but athletics isn't really the focus. It's a fundraiser for local animal rescue organizations, and it's mostly for fun.
And in ring two, we have the wiener toss. What pooch doesn't love hot dogs? Catch them from the furthest distance.
Kevin Jobst is showing off his poodles, Peppy and Casey. They took home several medals, including best trick.
Stand, shake. Come on, get up here and dance.
Like a lot of her fellow Olympians, Casey is a rescue dog.
Bless her heart.
She says dance your poodle.
Casey. Cha-cha-cha.
Casey is in her third home in 2 years, thanks to Best Friends Pet Adoptions, a nonprofit rescue group in the Triangle area. Co-founder Susan Walker says they've never been busier.
Yeah, we've really had a lot of people come in asking, you know, if they can foster Katrina dogs, if we've got any Katrina dogs for adoption. You know, if we do, you know, please let them know. You know, they're very interested in adopting those dogs. And it is going to hurt the local dogs very badly, but I guess we have to share.
Only a few dozen Katrina pets have made it up here so far, but more are on the way. Walker says she's ready to help find homes for them, but her volunteers are already fostering more than 100 local dogs and cats. She says the Katrina pets will mean less money and fewer homes to go around. But others say the public focus on Katrina pets could be good for rescue organizations. Amber Alsobrooks started Bayou Rescue after Katrina. It's a local group that coordinates animal rescues and transportation. She says the disaster has drawn attention to the needs of homeless pets everywhere.
I do realize that there's a little bit more glamour right now associated with the Katrina pets and so forth, but I don't think that these are people that are sitting around waiting to adopt a dog, and they're not only going to adopt if it's a Katrina dog.
Also, Brooke says the thousands of pets who need foster homes are being spread around the country to avoid overburdening any single area. She says the public interest could actually lead to more homes for local pets.
I don't think that this is a fixed resource, as a lot of people see it, because most of the individuals that we have gotten emails from saying, how can we foster, we'd like to foster, are individuals that have never been involved with a foster program before.
For now, at least, the attention hasn't translated into action. Hope Hancock is director of the SPCA of Wake County.
We have seen a dip in adoptions, and I think that could be for a number of reasons, but I think the huge anticipation of Katrina animals coming here for adoption has detracted from adoptions here at home.
Hancock says the SPCA has had dozens of calls about adopting Katrina pets.
I am very appreciative that these people that are anticipating Katrina pets are willing to open their homes and their hearts. I'm hoping that void, if you will, can be filled here with these animals.
The only Katrina refugees at the SPCA are two tiny kittens from Mississippi. They were dropped off here by a rescue convoy because they were just too young to travel very far. They're in a crate in the office, right next to a local stray cat and her 5 kittens. They were born here at the SPCA on August 29th, the day Katrina hit.
They're certainly natural disasters, and then they're daily disasters. And geography doesn't make a difference to us. We love animals, irrespective of where they are. But the cold, hard facts are that we just have too many animals and not enough homes. And until we start spaying and neutering and curbing the pet of a population, these animals are not going to make it.
Hancock says 88% of the dogs and cats born in the U.S. every year don't find a home. Most of them are euthanized. I'm Laura Leslie reporting.